This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run U.S. Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg weeks before the election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House Saturday, Mr. Trump said that he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate. He rejected the U.S. Senator Susan Collins' view that replacing the late Supreme Court justice should be the decision of the president who was elected November 3rd.
I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want. That's not the next president. Hopefully I'll be the next president. But we're here now. Right now we're here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices have written emotional statements remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg, including her friend Justice Clarence Thomas, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of Ginsburg's death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. Thomas goes on to say, as outstanding as she was as a judge, she was an even better colleague, unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, and civil. He said the quality and pace of her work never suffered as she was ill, nor did her demeanor toward her colleagues. He concludes, I will dearly miss my friend.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting, and this is VOA News. President Trump on Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was getting the deal with Oracle, the blessing, and that it had to address U.S. national security concerns.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok. U.S. officials have expressed concerns about user data and the potential for China to access the information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok's security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in this year's Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as the removal of the former coup leader, the Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They have broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing monarchy, as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate that at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstration. Organizers said that there were more than 50,000, while police said that there were about 18,000, still enough to make it the biggest since the takeover of power in 2014. Police in Belarus, the capital, cracked down sharply on Saturday against a women's protest march demanding that the president's resignation, arresting more than 200 people. This includes an elderly woman who has become a symbol of six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained Saturday was the prominent 74-year-old. During the weekend protests, police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. The demonstrations first began after the country's presidential election last month that officials say handed Lukashenko a sixth term in office with an overwhelming 80% support. Opponents of the longtime leader have claimed the election was rigged. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.